Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, we're going to have Monday off. So let's make this the funnest Friday we can possibly make. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
What an amazing morning already, man. I mean, listen, here's the thing. And I'm not even mad. I forgot, you know, a few things at the house. But I'm okay because here's the deal. I stopped by, got some donuts. Then, look, the boss comes in right as the show's starting to tell me that WWE's coming back.
Everybody seems to be enjoying.
In July, which, you know what, maybe I can get you and him to go. Me, you, and Drew Deaner go to a WWE show.
I wouldn't be against it.
We could take Max. We'll take Elijah. We'll have a little
at the Yum Center, huh?
Look, we'll get a suite.
We might know a guy who
we'll get a suite.
Who can facilitate something?
I know. At the Yum Center. I'm just saying. Let's do that. That would be a good time. So, anyways, man. Yeah, it's a good. It's a pretty Friday, man. I know the rain's out, but we needed some rain, so everything is rolling good.
In order for everything to grow, it must rain. Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
It's the most Mother Nature thing I've heard all week. You know, I'm excited. Like you guys said, it's Friday. You know, we got the long weekend coming up, got a couple plans, you know, we'll kind of see how they go. I got a lot of, it's a busy weekend for Louisville dog walkers with a lot of people out of town. So, I'm kind of back and forth doing a lot of different things, but I'm going to try to catch a little bit of downtime myself.
Brian, why do you hate hanging out with coworkers?
I don't, I just extremely like hanging out with my nephew when he graduates.
What do you think, Steve?
I think he'd probably look for a reason not to come. But
how'd it go last night?
It was amazing.
It was awesome.
It was amazing. It was awesome. Listen, let me be the first. These are stupid.
Everybody make it out there?
What's wrong with them?
They're just weird. They're taped.
Are you that bougie where you can't take one day of taped headphones? My God, Steve.
Listen.
Norton Comics has absolutely gone to your head.
Listen. I don't wear taped headphones. No, listen, man.
What is this filth?
Yeah. Last night was, I'll be honest, it was really fun. It was good to kind of get out, man, and hang out with everybody outside the office a little
you
bit.
You remember they're human beings.
I know. And we did enjoy ourselves. And even for me, man, last night, we've been moving. You know, I've been doing some schooling. It's been a busy time. My son's in sports. We're doing all this. So last night, for me personally, I was able, the wife was in Knoxville. You know, my oldest was at football practice. My youngest was at my mom's house because she just opened the pool. So it was like I had a night to myself. Was able to go out to the ballpark, hang out with coworkers and
with
stuff.
With everybody.
And it was a great time.
I miss Nate Huber. I'm glad I caught Drew on the way out. I saw Max. Max is pretty much the man in the household now.
Absolutely. So
it's pretty much obvious there.
Absolutely.
Once the child's voice becomes deeper than dad's, it's...
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Like, he's Drew, lost control.
Whatever competition y'all do for, like, you know, father-son competition... You probably have about 2 weeks to beat him in something.
Yeah.
And you better do it now.
Oh, yeah.
You better get in shape, beat him in whatever y'all father-son bond up. Yeah, and record it. Because you're finished winning.
I know.
You're finished winning in athletic things. Yes, Steve.
I'm wearing them. He's lost control. I finally was able to get me a good Louisville Bats hat.
I was going to say, it's a good-looking hat.
Looks good. That I've been wanting for a long time. So I went ahead and made that move last night while I was there.
I think those look good. I like that.
I love the new color scheme. When they went to that blue with the red and stuff, I absolutely love that. So, yeah, man, everything went really good last night. So we had a good time. We had good food. We had
good drinks.
Good drinks. Diet Coke was on point. What was Diet Pepsi? I think I prefer Coke, but
it was acceptable for the evening.
I can, like, even right now, like when I went and grabbed donuts, they only had Pepsi. I'll drink a Diet Pepsi, but I prefer a Diet Coke.
Yeah, but neither one of us are paying us just yet, so.
So, when
your allegiance is still open for negotiation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I will become a Diet Coke drinker or a Diet Pepsi guy.
Got the obligatory Phil Baker Marino's Pizza food drop email, so I'm going to be excited about that on my Friday.
I'm not. I mean, I am excited
for Marino's. Oh, you're not going to indulge.
But I might take a couple pieces for dinner because I'm probably going to, after what I did to those donuts, I'm probably going to have to skip lunch.
I thought I heard you say in the background you weren't going to have any donuts. You were just going to share them with everybody.
Yeah, I didn't. I ate two. And here's the thing. I am, Monday is...
We're going to be one of those days.
It's kind of, well, here's the thing. Monday is kind of the, it starts fantasy camp. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fantasy camp training. Yeah. So now I do have a Vegas week coming up. So
you're really on the clock.
I can't.
Because I've been watching the clothes you've been purchasing, Steve, for the Vegas trip. And
it's a little something. It's different.
You're going to have to be.
Okay.
Feeling confident.
Well, that's not going to be. By Vegas, because I'm going to Vegas in like 12 days. So,
12-day program?
Man, I don't care. Look, I'm out in Vegas. If I'm muffin top a little bit, I'll be like, well, y'all just have to deal with that
in Vegas.
Yeah, so I did go get me a tailored suit. First time I had ever really got me a good tailored suit. So, I didn't do that just for Vegas, but
you're gonna have to do the Troy Jackson program.
Yes,
the Troy Jackson. I'm telling y'all. God rest in peace, Troy Jackson. I love that dude. When Troy Jackson had to make weight in order to stay on the Louisville basketball team.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And listen, y'all, I lived on the same floor as Troy Escalade Jackson. And y'all see the personality he is on the Aaron 1 stuff. He is 20 times the personality. He is Mark Jackson and 10 other. He is Mark Jackson and Shaq combined. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
He had to make weight, or he was getting, put it this way. He was way too good to get kicked off the team.
Right, right.
But I think they gave him one of those Rick Ellis Miles.
Derek character.
The threat, but not actually going
to
pull through.
Yeah. Like, and a couple times I wanted to say, Troy, they're not going to kick you off the team.
I mean, Rick made Derek Character make weight, and he dang near did kick him off the team.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Actually, he did end up kicking him off the team.
It went because it wasn't weight, though, was it?
I think that's what they told me. Yeah.
So, that's what they told the public.
Like, yeah, I know what he looked like 3 days ago, but he got really big in the last 3 days.
So, yeah, you just made me think about, Troy just worrying about making that weight. And I remember right after he made the weight, it was like, if y'all don't handcuff Troy into the arena, y'all know he's gonna go have a good time tonight.
Mm-hmm.
that was the Troy Jackson element. Anything hot on the text line?
Well,
early?
Yeah, because we're gonna dive into something. Two things I want to dive into: are we sleeping on a member of the defense?
Okay, I'm curious.
Okay,
let me write that down because
are we sleeping on a member of the defense?
Mm-hmm.
And announcement yesterday from Louisville football. So 100%, we're going to chat a little bit about that.
Okay, 100%. Did you see the football shade a little bit? Speaking of football,
I'm listening. Maybe I did. Oh my God! By the way,
I'm listening.
I'm gonna do what I know y'all hate.
I'm listening.
I got a video sent to me last night. Brian, I got a video sent to me last night. I wouldn't worry about any local kid we lost in the last 6 months.
Ooh. Ooh. We got to talk about that. Wait, do we got to talk about that?
We might.
From 17 hours ago, from Louisville football, and ... we've got game times. Bang, bang.
Come on. Game times.
What's it like when you don't have TBD? Or
Yeah. We got some game times.
Was that shade coming out of our football department?
And you'll be able to find us.
And we will be made available.
Listen.
Sorry, guys. Baseball, tough one. Tough loss. Now we got to hold out. Hope that their reputation precedes them.
Yep.
And they are considered a trending upwards baseball
team.
Yeah,
get them in there Monday, man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
How about this? Basketball Twitter. Louisville basketball Twitter. Whoever's running the basketball Twitter account, you do an amazing job. But Thursdays at this moment is not days to put out TBTs, because I think everybody under the sun thought we picked up Garcia yesterday.
Or you need to be a little more clear,
yeah,
that this is just an appreciation.
Might want to just type out throwback Thursday, next Thursday, because I saw it and I was like, oh,
they
picked up Garcia. I was like, okay.
I actually read it though and then saw what it was, yeah. But I was like,
well, I was driving at the time and
Steve.
Well, I've got Louisville basketball notifications, so it was like, bing, and it said TBT, mm-hmm. Francisco Garcia, and I was like, Oh, okay. And I was like, and then when I got to the ballpark, I looked and I'm like, oh, well, they're just kind of like giving him props, which they should, but maybe not TBT right now.
And if yesterday is any indication of what our summer's going to be like, we may have lost the best basketball transfer short of Johnny Juzang.
Okay.
Aiden's going to juzang us.
Oh, my God. I almost sent you that video.
Aiden's going to juzang us.
Yeah, because the 6'3 white kid he dunked on and then told him he was too small. Yes, he is too small.
Did you see that, Steve?
For the love of God, play against somebody else. This is
Ryan,
did
you see that?
This is what pissed me off about Aiden in high school, because I looked at him like, who's this guy? Who are you playing against?
I do think he'll play all right for Grand Canyon.
Well, yeah.
Man, his game is totally reformed. He's rededicated himself. I can tell he's made that jump.
Oh. I think he's a guy that his stats will look decent. Like, he'll look pretty good, but they'll all be offensive stats, and he'll give up a lot on defense.
He's going to dominate.
You're going to make me be ugly.
He's going to dominate. Like, I'm telling y'all.
You're going to make me be really, really ugly.
Did you watch the video? Yes or no, Steve?
Yes. Yes, I watched.
Everybody who watched the video.
I watched the cameraman that Aiden Gahan brought and kept looking at as he dominated this little white kid. Yes, I watched that. He literally did a whole dunked. He went around the kid, dunked, did a whole show, and then smiled at the camera. Like, yes. Yes, I saw the production. That's why you're not here. What do you want me to say? I don't want to be mean to the kid, but it's like, yes, no, this is what you do. This is why you're not here anymore. Can you imagine what Chris Mack thought
when
Aiden did stuff like that
when
here?
When he spun on Ryan McMahon and dunked it and said,
no, he wouldn't have spun on Ryan McMahon.
You're right about that. That's why Ryan McMahon
said that. There's no way that kid plays college somewhere.
Basketball.
I mean, like, you know, he might, but not at an extremely high level, man. It was like, God, Aiden, don't do that. Don't do that. And I have a lot of egg on my face with Aiden.
Right.
Because Aiden was the first recruit when Matt got here. I mean, people that listen to this show, how many times do you think somebody spray painted an ER on that? I guarantee they get that all the time.
No, they don't, Steve. Only you thought about
732. But anyways, like, that would be awesome.
I'm doing the math.
So anyways, it was one of those things where, dude, It's already gray outside, and now you're blocking any sun we have. It's like a cloud just came over this place. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Mac first got here, I went all in with Aiden Agahon. I was like, this is the guy we got to get, before Louisville was even in on him. Then we get in on him. Then all of a sudden he's here. Then we get everything ready. Everybody's getting hyped.
But we didn't expect him not to be able to think the IQ and defensive, you know, and learn his rotations.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, I wear a lot of that. So
you own it though.
Yeah, no, I do. But I mean, like, I have to.
I don't really own it.
Yeah.
No, so, I love Aiden.
Yeah, he's gonna dominate. Well, whatever. We'll see. I would bet my life he doesn't. But anyways,
I mean, outside of us, Andy Sweeney's the only person that loved Aiden. Like, are you kidding me?
He was a big Aiden guy from the beginning.
It was obvious.
And, like, I mean, just,
he
saw him
get Aiden over Cal, and he knew Cal tried to, like, back out at the last second.
Aiden Agahon. Yeah, go get all the
sound.
Day. I know.
Go get the sound.
No, he embarrassed himself a little bit with that. not Andy, Aiden. Aiden.
Listen, the video, y'all, from Steve's perspective. And watch it from my perspective.
It was a production.
I say he's gonna absolutely dominate, and that was in a natural environment.
Yeah.
Aiden didn't know the camera was over there. He's a showman.
He was a showman. he did a nice little movie there. So anyways. So there was that. Okay.
I got stuff, Steve.
Okay, all right, keep going. It's the first little bit.
Okay, I got stuff.
I got some text, too.
Hit the text first, because I think I'm going to need to go to the first break before I get to the stuff, because this is important stuff, Steve. I want to get the serious stuff out, because, like I said, you know, after the serious stuff, there's no way, and there's no telling what direction. But I do want to know people's quick first response to our first
conversation. Okay, somebody said, or wait until Flashback Friday. Somebody says the donuts we got are the greatest thing on the planet. Bacon maple. Okay, they do got a bacon maple back there. Let's see. The best player to ever grace the doors of Grand Canyon?
No, he won't be.
How about Coach Brown's basement photo?
Mott Stockman would dominate.
Yeah, no, he would. That's
he
the
did.
Thing.
He dominated.
No, Grand I Canyon. Coach Man Aiden.
I did.
A Brown's basement photo. Okay, I'm not familiar, Texter. You're going to have to looks like he was playing on an 8-foot goal. Let's see what he does against competition. See, now we're just crapping on Aiden.
I mean, he's going to dominate. Get ready now. And then it's going to turn around on Matt.
Yeah. Oh, look, Texter says 20 minutes past 10. The only thing my ears have hung on to so far is Steve's latest I know something. You guys don't tease. We may or may not get to. I'm sorry.
That is a radio
tease. That's fair,
that's
man.
How you keep somebody locked in.
So, I know, but so I do that a lot. I'm sorry.
Here's the two things I need to get to, right?
And I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it later.
I'm going to help you. You got to help me decide.
And if I get in trouble, I get in trouble.
Which one is going to be most important coming out of the break?
Okay.
Okay, Steve. I had an epiphany this morning.
Okay.
Listening to local radio.
Okay.
I won't say who, I won't say what. But something hit me this morning like a ton of bricks. And it's like, you know, when something hits you and you just start going down that rabbit hole and you just keep discovering more and more layers, and it becomes so obvious that you're almost angry at yourself for not realizing, especially me, who considers myself able to psychoanalyze the mindset through my empathy. By putting myself in somebody else's shoes, Steve, I'm usually able to understand their point of view.
Okay.
That's why I don't get mad at a lot of people, because I'm like, okay, I'm going to put myself in your shoes.
Absolutely.
And it'll keep me from getting mad.
It's fair.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I had this epiphany, and I'm wondering if I owe a huge portion, not a huge, a big portion of the Louisville fan base a big apology.
Okay.
Or did my epiphany just become clearer, you know, and we're just a different type of people, right?
Okay.
So it's a serious thing. That's one conversation. The other conversation, there's a long history of a cultural thing that has been ignored and ignored and ignored, and it came to the surface recently. And I almost pulled my hair out. It was the, am I taking crazy pills? or is this systematic locally?
Okay.
Those are the two. Okay. Which one sounds more intriguing? Ooh. The idea that I may owe an apology to the Louisville fan base?
Mm.
Or the idea that there is a cultural issue that we, and being the key word, university culture, and I recently talked about culture through the media and when it's okay to call out and when it's not okay to call out. There's a big cultural issue that we have ignored for the most part. And it's going to be a road to piss a lot of people off. Texters.
Okay.
Texters.
I think I got it.
One or two. We'll take our first commercial break because we're going to need some time to work this situation through.
Okay.
Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Field.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200 plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, last night, if you were like most, you were sitting back, kicking it, watching a little bit of NBA basketball, right? Mm-hmm. Most people, you know, like I said, we had a good time at the Bats game.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, the hospitality was awesome. We need to, y'all got to set that up more. Like, you can't just give us, you know, a suite and just say, well, see you next year. No, we need more of those. We need that option.
It's good camaraderie, too.
Yeah, and it's good for team-building exercises.
Yep, yep.
So, Brian Hall, there was a moment last night that took place in a game, right? And, you know, something didn't sit right with my spirit on this one. Okay. It's a play that happens, you know, every once in a while, but just, you know how sometimes you're watching it, and it's not like a highlight. You're actually watching it, and you see it happen. Like, I remember when the Malice in the Palace happened, right?
Yeah.
I remember just watching it, and I could tell it was growing, and I could tell what was happening. And you know, Steve, you know when something is about to happen, plays before it happens. You know what I mean? You can see the athlete, and you can see frustration, right?
You can see the tensions rising.
And you know personalities, right?
Yeah.
You know brats, and you know entitled, and you know front runners, and you know who's the kind of guys that will react, you know, for certain for certain disrespects and things like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. I want you to play the incident real quick, Brian, because I'm watching the game, and this is what happens.
Schroeder gets knocked down, and immediately
can you go back
Davis
to the beginning?
Goes over to Crowder. Of the crowd here at Staples Center, playoff victory. Schroeder gets knocked down and immediately
pause it,
goes over to Crowder.
Pause it and go back to the beginning. And I want to say something because I want people to, y'all saw the highlights, but I want y'all to be in this game. The commentator is doing the jingling of the keys, the wrapping up the game. It's a 10-point game. The Lakers just teased the Suns a little bit. I mean, it looked like the Lakers were going to win, and they left a little bit of, you know, a little teaser out there. You know,
yeah.
got to be quicker than that. Just, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, everybody knows the Lakers make it a little tougher than it should be sometime or whatever, right? Schroeder has a way of getting under skin.
Yeah.
We've seen guys who don't normally lash out. We've seen guys who are animals off the chain. Like, he's a good basketball player.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that look with that swirl dye in his hair.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's more of that than just, I can't, like, damn, this dude is killing me. He's out of Germany.
Right.
This German dude
is
out here killing me. And I should be dominating him.
Sure.
We knew there was something good about him when LeBron said, no, I want him.
Yep.
What? Schroeder? What's this? Y'all gonna let Rondo go and Schroeder? And what? How much did Rondo get? Our antennas went up.
Mm-hmm.
That kid can play some basketball.
Yeah.
Like, we knew it, but for LeBron to say, I know what you're doing on that team, but we're here, it'll be different. Schroeder got up in Booker.
Yeah.
He got up in Booker. He closed it out. He kept the pressure on Devin Booker all night long. And LeBron knew, I need point guards that are going to go. Look, when we run up on Dame, when we run up on Booker, when we run up on these high-level shooting guards, I need somebody that's going to hit them with that same energy, healthy, fast. I'm going to make him play defense all night long.
Right.
That was the plan in the offseason.
Sure.
I'm going to make Lillard and Booker, because I shouldn't have to guard them. And we're going to not guard them by putting pressure on them. You could see Booker and I saw it before, Steve.
Yeah.
I saw this look before. Play it again.
Out of the crowd.
Listen to that crowd.
Center, playoff victory. Schroeder gets knocked down, and immediately Davis goes over to Crowder, and Booker gets involved. I think Booker's going to be tossed. It would be the second time he's been ejected this year.
You see the that was not a basketball play.
See if it's a flagrant foul.
It's definitely going to be a flagrant one because he took both hands and shoved Schroeder, and Schroeder says, "While I'm down here, I might as well get some knuckle push-ups
some work in."
Listen. He was blowing. He was in the process of just blowing around Devin Booker. And I know that feeling. I can't stop this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And my shot, I'm working a little too hard to hit my shot.
Yeah.
Early in the round, my little jump shot, pull up was just buckets in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Where does this dude get all this energy from? I know the feeling. I know the look. But I know it from Booker. I recognized it, right?
Yeah.
Steve, I saw some of these looks probably 6 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
It was this one team, right? On this team, there was Aaron Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this look before.
Yeah.
Out of Aaron Harrison. You know what I'm saying? It's just a look saying, you think you deserve something that you may not deserve.
Yeah.
You know? Carl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he didn't, you remember? Who was it? Miami. Miami's dog. Miami Heat. Who? Jimmy Butler.
Yes.
Remember how he was like, Carl Anthony Towns, like, You think you?
Oh yeah.
There was
he was like that with Towns and Wiggins.
He said, "You think you're entitled? Like you think you're something different, and you're too not dog enough to have an attitude like you're a dog. Like you running around here talking about who shouldn't be in this locker room and who's boy. There's a problem with you.
Well, it's like it's back to your point really quick. I'm curious where you're going with this too, because I set in Indy, and that's why that game I think gets under Louisville fans' skin so much, because they do feel like there are some questionable calls. Because I watched Harrison, actually I think it was Andrew. Mm-hmm. I watched Andrew Harrison. I watched Russ Smith and Chris Jones and Terry Rozier get up in him. To the point to where at one point he threw, it's terrible for radio, but he threw the ball to his brother across court, and his brother immediately, you can go back and watch the clip, goes to kind of throw it back, and he looked at his brother and was like,
Yeah, go take it.
Keep it, dude. Like, I'm Russ, and it was the funny thing is in the clip, Russ is not even looking at Aaron. He is, like, dead up on Andrew. So it was like, go ahead. Let him throw it back.
Right.
That's why that game, I think, annoys people because Louisville –
was
Louisville came to win that game.
That's my point.
This is
exactly the point that I'm kind of going towards. Okay, so on this other team, okay, I said we've seen this look in Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen this look in Carl Anthony Towns. Mm-hmm. We've seen this look on Devin Booker. Not playing enough.
Yeah.
Should be. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Some questionable little behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Obviously, just some entitlement stuff.
Yeah.
Willie Cauley-Stein.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
What would you say with Willie Cauley-Stein?
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah, he was 100% that way. Yeah.
Trey Lyles.
Fair.
Dakari Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he end up transferring to?
I didn't transfer. He went to the league.
Went to league, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought he
was like a second-round pick or something.
He was on the Thunder for a while.
Tyler Ulis.
Probably not him.
That's why I mess with you, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I mess with you.
Yeah.
Not Tyler Ulis.
Yeah, that's true.
Marcus Lee. He didn't get a chance, so he didn't really get a chance.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Yeah. He came in. Marcus Lee is one of the scars that Louisville wears as well.
Mm-hmm.
We got two of your guys in foul trouble. We got three of your bigs in foul trouble. And then you came in with Marcus Lee.
I know.
Coach Patina, you need to do more. Like, it was like, Coach P, we got to either fire you or figure something out. Yeah, if we can foul out three of their big men and you bring in and they bring in Marcus Lee, we're never going to win for the rest of our lives.
Well, the problem is up until that point, Julius Randle hadn't committed a foul in the NCAA tournament, and that's a true stat.
I'm talking about 15.
Oh, you're talking about the year after. Okay.
Alex Poitras. He was one of the most underappreciated, most disrespected, Alex Poitras, remember, was the big disrespect when
they lost in, was it 16, after K-State maybe. I think it was after K-State.
And he was just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, we got this guy's coming in next year.
So it don't matter. We just lost. Derek Willis.
We know the story there.
Need I say more about Derek Willis being able to float in an entitled manner? We'll just leave it at that because I don't think he's a horrible human being or anything like that. That team I named is the team that lost to Frank the Tank Kaminsky.
Yeah.
That team and that talent was all on one team, Steve. I just named the eight players that played on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And the underutilized two were Tyler Ulis and Alex Poitras.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But out of that group.
Marcus Lee.
But yeah. I mean, he was buried. He was just buried in the depth. But but he could play.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that pattern of behavior throughout all the guys that played. That cost you a championship, but that attitude was on every single player. Then the next year, to your point, you kept seeing that attitude in the studs. Mm-hmm. Then the year after that, the big boys that were supposed to be the big dogs. I mean, you fast forward to Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
And the same thing shows up every single time.
Yeah.
Number one recruiting class, number one roster. It's not youth. It's culture of entitlement. And I cannot believe that y'all haven't identified a culture issue with Coach Calipari and those kids. Like, think it's one – again, it's one of those things – fool me once.
Yeah.
Fool me the ninth time. Your kids are running amok.
Yeah.
Julius Randle had to reconnect with Kenny Payne personally
to rebirth his whole career.
Oh, yeah.
He was going to be out of the door as a underperforming, entitled kid.
Oh, yeah.
In the league, right? And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, I see this same look and this same foul every year off the losses of Calipari.
Mm-hmm.
The same foul.
Mm-hmm.
The same attitude. The same pout. The same energy. The same walk past, walk out of here. I see the same body language.
Yeah.
Every time they hit some true adversity.
Yeah.
And I've been watching it, and I'm like, we don't even talk about the culture
right.
of the entitled attitude. We find a way to blame it on the new athlete.
Yeah.
We find a way to blame it on the youth. We found a way to blame, literally, again, this is me giving all credit to the talent level at Kentucky has been so understated.
Oh, yeah.
That it's criminal, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
The talent level.
Yeah, that's fair.
When you compare the roster, if you go 3 out of 10 in 10 years against the rosters at Kentucky.
Yeah.
And 2, I could easily say, listen, when you win a game against those rosters, you know the rule. You got to win by 12 to win by 2.
Yeah.
You got to win by 12 to win by 2. So imagine how many close losses you had over 10 years.
Yeah.
To be 3-10.
Yeah.
Or 3 out of 10.
Absolutely.
That's unreal competitive spirit on that level of time. Did you hear what I said, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Aaron, Andrew, Carl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, Willie Cauley-Stein, Trey Lyles. Just picture the size of these people, y'all. Just y'all know how big these teams are? Y'all know how athletic they are?
I know.
Golly, Alex Poitras is every bit of 6 foot. Thank God he's from Clarksville.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God his best friend is Jalen Reeves-Maybin. Because y'all would have ruined that kid's whole psyche. Thank God that is my granddaughter's uncle.
Yeah.
I feel safe with the future. Thank goodness.
I know.
Marcus Lee, Dominique Hawkins, Derek Willis. If you just talk about Derek Willis's skill set, Steve.
Listen, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know absolutely.
You understand my point,
no,
though?
I do.
Like the culture has got to be the reason that this is the most underperformed collection of people. And I saw it, Steve. I saw it on his face. And I remember that look. I remember that quit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that frustration foul.
Yeah.
I mean, just the way the commentary, that's his second time. He's just gotten thrown out,
mm-hmm.
frustrated. And this is going to transition. It's going to be a gentle transition into the other conversation about my epiphany, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the conversation about it's just about wins, right? I have to listen to people just do the it's just about wins. It's just about the tournament wins when they talk about Coach Mack, right?
Mm-hmm.
They find a way to give a no excuses to the COVID year. They find a way to no excuses that his best team in 3 years got pulled out of the tournament, and you called it a flame out because they lost to the number 1 and number 6 teams mm-hmm. in the nation down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched that turn into no excuses, bottom line business, right?
Mm-hmm.
I watched Rick Pitino win, but it's a bad look. I watched him win, but he's getting out recruited by his rival. I watched him win in recruiting. I watched him win at all these aspects. You know what people said? It's not about the wins and the losses with Rick. You know what it's about? The PR. It's about the look of the university. It's about this and that. So now we got Mac, who's putting tough under guaranteed, quote unquote, guaranteed tournament bans. every single day is spewed on this air. Guaranteed tournament bans, guaranteed 5-year cloud, guaranteed all this stuff. I watch my guys look tougher. I watch them go. I watch them out tough. Sometimes I watch my Michigan State wins. I watch my Michigan win. I watch these wins. I watched kids that got reason to transfer from a public point of view. Kids that look like, boy, I don't know if we're going to keep. Last year we did this song and dance. Sam's got to leave. This dude's got to leave. David, ain't no way to come back. Ain't no way this guy comes back. There's no way Malik Williams come back. You know, we saw belief in this coach over and over and over and over again. We see direct answers out of your coach. This scandal of extortion, we saw a coach, no nonsense, go right to the authorities on it. Has not tiptoed, not tap danced, strong leadership moves. Bottom line business, just wins. We don't care about anything else with Mac, just wins. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do, because it does feel like that it areas kind of, of course, you go back to when you talked about culture and different things, you know, locally, but it is that way, you know, and you're right, because, I mean, when you look at the teams, I mean, you're like, I mean, when you say, like, you know, you're going through a year and it's like, okay, David Johnson's probably going pro.
Yep.
You know, Malik Williams, you won't get him back, you know, which did.
But you did.
You know, Carlique, it was like, it's crazy if he comes back. You know?
Right, right. I mean, even last year with Aiden, it was like, okay, Aiden sat the bench. You wouldn't have blamed Aiden. Like, Aiden thought Aiden was ready to play freshman year.
I imagine, yeah.
He thought, Steven, it should be me and Steven in the block and Malik out on the wing. That's what he thought. But we spent the whole summer like, Mac's not going to be able to hang on to this guy. He's not going to be able to hang on to that guy. He's not going to be able to. And he does it. And he does it because those kids trust him and believe him. Why does he not get credit for, like, because what I'm asking is, why does it take me to say it? Like, can sometimes he did a good job keeping his guys believing. Like, y'all watch enough sports. You're a smart fan, but you watch enough sports to acknowledge those kids that obviously believe in him.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you look at the transfer portal around the country and how many stars of teams left. I mean, for Louisville, they lost Aiden, who didn't play. They lost Josh, who didn't play, and Quinn, who did play. But obviously, there was a not a mesh in style and stuff and there
his
with
room,
him.
His room got flooded quick.
And he added it, or he replaced that with Matt Cross, who averaged 13 a game as a freshman.
Quinn tried.
Yeah, no, Quinn tried. Quinn did everything
pushed,
he did.
He pushed it all the way to the end. Trying.
It just said that's not, you know, that's not, there wasn't a good match there, I don't think. You had Noah Locke back, who was a kid who shoots
who
the
played,
heck out of the ball.
Who
yeah.
played for Florida.
Yeah. And then you, Jared West, you know, who, so I mean, I think you upgraded at all three spots.
Dino was the recruiter for L. Ellis. The number one JUCO point guard.
Mm-hmm.
And for Mac to take someone's coach, that's the relationship, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship is the recruiter and the player, right?
Yeah.
So for Mac to not renew Dino Gaudio's contract, not renew Murray, call L. Ellis and say, I'm not renewing Dino Gaudio's contract, but we need you here.
Yeah.
Ellis. Deal. I'm into Matt. He hasn't even met L. Ellis.
No, I know. But this is the point right here. And I think this is that text chain from that text chain I read the other day.
Right, right.
So I'm pretty sure I flagged this number, and it's probably the last text I ever read from this number on the air. But this is the point. Listen how silly this sounds. You all literally said you think Carlique is coming back. Crush your coach for once. Listen how stupid this next thing sounds. And I'm sorry to use the word stupid, but listen. He couldn't retain either one of his guards when both might not get drafted. Carlique Jones will be going into his sixth year of college basketball, and David Johnson will 1,000% get drafted. But that's your point right there. So thank you for making that point. It'd probably be the last time you ever get any airtime on this show. But it's – Think about that. There is someone out there that's saying, I mean, Matt couldn't even, he couldn't even get his backcourt to come back.
A six-year guy. And a first-team All-ACC sixth-year guy.
Sixth-year guy.
A near ACC player of the year. There's nothing more you can do in the college game.
And his 6'4 point guard, who will absolutely be drafted. But that's your point. And this isn't even really media things. This is even a fan thing to an extent, man, where it's like, you know, like, I mean, can you imagine how silly that would sound to somebody?
To me especially.
Yeah, right.
And I'm just getting warmed up. Listen, this next first segment is my possible apology or my possible double/triple down on everybody local. Everybody can get it today. And when I let it go to Steve, Steve can run with the baton for the rest of the show.
You got to guess at 11, too.
Guess at 11. We'll get that out the way first, and then I'll get back to rolling. Quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.